Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
The asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
hey, yeah,
good times,
yeah.
Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit to rip off.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Shoe. Another weekend of wonderful mortgage discussion. The thing you look for all week long, you put your clock, yeah. You set your clock in the morning, 7:59, wake me up, and here we are. We're going to talk for the next hour about your home loan, buying, refinancing, get a cash out refinance, get a regular refinance. Mortgage rates are down a little bit. We're going to talk about that Fed drop in rates. What's that mean for you? We're going to talk about your opportunities going now into the next 6 months or so, what to expect. I think it's a good time. I think these next few months, Bubba, they're going to be good. This is inappropriate Uncle Bubba, everybody. Hey.
Hey, I'm here. Here.
So this next 6 months should be interesting. I think that whatever kind of small drop in rates we've seen recently, that's good for the now. I think that the next few months we could be seeing mortgage rates maybe coming down another 0.5% in the next 6 months or so. And that's yet to be seen. We'll have to see how that goes. But there's definitely some information out there that could cause rates to go down a little bit. We'll see how it all plays out. You can get in touch with us. Text us your questions, whether it's time for you to get a cash out or refinance or be buying a home. If you're a first-time home buyer, let's talk about some down payment assistance if you're looking at that. Let's look at if you're selling a house and buying another one. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's your text line, and we can answer your questions right there. The Federal Reserve, Bubba, they came out this week, and we've been talking about on this show for months, for weeks, what to expect of the Federal Reserve dropped rates. We told you what was going to happen, and what we said was going to happen. And that is that the Federal Reserve lowered rates. They didn't lower them as much as people thought they would. They thought maybe they would drop. We got to clear this up. Lowering the overnight rate SRP. Let me say that again. They suggest a retail price that banks lend each other money when they're lending money for one day to each other. That's the overnight rate. That's the rate you're all waiting to hear if the Federal Reserve lowered the rates. It's an overnight loan from one bank to another loan, to another bank. And they suggest a retail price, but that is not static. It moves. The suggested retail price is not the price that the banks will settle at. They'll settle for a little bit less than that or a little bit more than that. And so when the Federal Reserve is looking to reduce rates, this overnight rate will impact your credit cards, mm-hmm. which are adjustable rates. They can affect shorter term rates like 3-year loans and 5-year loans and things like this. The 30-year mortgage, the 15-year mortgage, they move and they dance to a different drummer. And we've said on this show, if the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rates, you're all waiting for this to happen. You're all waiting for the Federal Reserve to lower the overnight rates. We said when that happens, pretty good chance mortgage rates are going up. And that's exactly what happened. The Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate by 0.25%. Since that time, mortgage rates are now, not mortgage rates, the 10-year bond, the longer term rates are up 0.16. So since that happened. Mm-hmm. And so longer term rates are people that are looking at long term inflation, right? You're going to give someone your money for 30 years. Hey, I'm going to loan you money for 30 years, not overnight, for 30 years. Well, if inflation is at 7, 8, 10, 12, 15%, 6%, who wants a 4% return on their money? Some people do. Some people want to keep it. They don't want to have it out there in the stock market. They fear something's going to happen there. They fear they're going to lose some money somewhere. So they just put it in a safer investment. So right now we have rates overall, Bubba, that are a little bit lower than they were mm-hmm. a few months ago. We're about 0.5% lower than where rates were 6 months ago.
Right.
They're kind of on the lower side of where they've been since 2022. Mm-hmm. Since 2022 mortgage rates got up around 7.5%. Near 8%. Right now, you're seeing a lot of rates quoted in the sixes right now, and there's still rates quoted in the sevens, mm-hmm. and there are even some rates quoted in the fives right now. And I'm saying that I expect mortgage rates may come down another 0.5% sometime in the next 6 months. And there's all kinds of factors that'll make that happen or not happen. And so prior to the Federal Reserve's next meeting, mortgage rates will keep on moving. They'll move up or down. I expect if there's another anticipation that the Federal Reserve will lower the overnight rate, that prior to that happening, the longer term rates may come down a little bit. And then when the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate, the days following that, you might see mortgage rates go up again. It's just what happens. And then we see it. I mean, our leads doubled on the Wednesday. The day that the Federal Reserve lowered rates, uh-huh. our leads doubled from the prior weeks, from days in the prior. Why do they double when, you know, the rates went up that day? Mortgage rates went up that day. And so that's where we're on this show. So if you're listening to this show, mortgage rates are up a little bit higher than when prior to the Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate. You can get in touch with us, though, and ask your questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Ask your questions. Hey, they're still at the lower part of where they've been in the last several years. If you're at 7.5, you might be able to lower your rate by 1%. You go, that's not enough. That's interesting because all you are out there shopping, trying to get an 0.8% better rate every day. Shopping to get an 0.8% interest. Then you go call a company from Michigan who's got Rocket in their name, and they quote you $7,000 higher closing costs than anyone in the nation. It's unbelievable. It happens. Okay. What's the timeline for a cash out refinance and closing costs? I think they want to know what the closing costs are and what is the timeline.
Yes.
Just thinking of doing one, but trying to find out if it's right. And has there there have to be a one-month gap in my employment before I start my new role. So they're starting a new job. They want to know if there has to be a one-month gap. We really got to just get a verification of employment at the new company.
And
one, maybe
and
a new pay stub. Yeah.
One pay stub.
So that's what you should expect. We're going to have to see a new pay stub. You know, we want to see that your new income is at the same or, well, and it might be lower. We want to know what your new income is.
And offer letter and, you know, usually pay stub.
So what are the closing costs associated with a cash out refinance? The question is your house paid off? If the home is paid off and there's no balance on it, well, that doesn't really matter. Depends on if it's a first lien or second lien. That's what I'm trying to. That's why whether it's paid off or not. If you're going to get a first lien cash out, you're going to refinance your house, refinance your old rate into a new rate. You're going to get some title fees. There's extra title fees in Texas on cash out refinances. Mm-hmm. They have these things called endorsements.
Yeah.
What is an endorsement? They're basically saying they're already going to do the title check, and then they're going to do an extra title check to verify that there's been no cash out refinances done in that house in the last 12 months. And they charge you a pretty penny for it. It's several hundred dollars for the endorsement. So between that and your appraisal and lender fees, you're probably looking at about, well, it depends on your loan size, because title insurance depends on your loan size. Title insurance also depends on how recent your last
title insurance was done.
Yeah, so was the last time they checked title, was it 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago? That'll have an impact. Let's call it a $300,000 loan. A $300,000 loan, you're probably looking at closing costs somewhere around $4,500 to $5,000. Somewhere in there. Is that a good ballpark, Bubba?
Yep.
Now, is there a way to get lower closing costs? Yeah, if the title insurance has been done recently, when you get a loan cash out refinance quote with Bubba, what do you do for people?
I mean, I always try to do lowest cost, lowest rate. You know, because the chances are maybe rates might come down and you'll refinance. I would never want anybody to really pay any points. But I'm a pointless kind of guy. So
Bubba is pointless.
I am pointless.
And inappropriate. Yeah. But so if you're trying to get that cash out refinance and you say, well, Bubba's doesn't like to quote points. You can call a loan officer and they're just going to charge you an origination fee. What's an origination fee? It's 1% of the loan amount. Well, that's going to add an extra 1% of $300,000 is an extra $3,000 in closing costs. So it's not going to be $4,500. It's going to be $7,500.
Right.
So Bubba says, I think it's best if you're going to get cash out of your house, not to pay a bunch of points. Do it with 0 points.
Right.
Get the lowest closing cost you can. Get as much cash out. Don't eat up your equity with points. If you ever want to refinance it later, you can do it again. And why would you go pay a point now if you're going to get another cash out 3 years
from now? Right, exactly. And, you know, title insurance is going to be the same everywhere.
Title insurance is static across Texas.
Yep.
So, the things that you'll see different in title insurance are the escrow fee. That's the fee that the title companies charge for the person that's closing your loan. There's a person at a title company who's called the escrow officer, and there's an escrow fee. Some companies charge $300 escrow fee. Some companies charge $550 escrow fee. These vary between title companies. But the title insurance itself is static. It's going to be the same no matter which title. The title insurance is fixed by the state. That's how much the title insurance costs are for title. And so your endorsements will be similar for every title company. Just your escrow fee will differ. If your lender's going to charge you points, like I said, there's a company up in Michigan. You want to go call them because they do all these commercials and they're going to overcharge you. You don't need to be doing that. Call TexasLending.com. We're better at cash out refinances anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's our text line here at TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions for you. Get those questions in now. If you're trying to buy a home, send us the following information. Send us your current income. Send us your current credit score. And text us your expected down payment. And we'll give you an idea about how much home you might be looking at. We'll give you a range of rates, a range of payments you can find yourself in, a loan program you might find yourself looking at. Send us your particulars. If you have a particular situation or you're looking for some direction, we can send you some good ideas, put some good thoughts in your head so you can get going on your merry way and your merry weekend, and you can enjoy yourself. Make sure you text us that to 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Also, those of you who do want cash out, send us your current balance on your mortgage. Send us your value of your home, mm-hmm. your current balance and your home value, as well as your current credit score and your current mortgage rate. And we'll tell you about how much cash you can get out, whether it's a first or second lien. This other person just asked this question. What's the timeline for a cash out refinance? They can close in 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
They can't
12
close.
12 business days.
Well, 2 weeks is 14 days. And you have to have 12 days. There's a 12-day letter in there. Mm-hmm. We have to have 12 days by Texas law.
But things could hold it up. Appraisal could hold it up.
But a home equity second lien could go fast.
Oh, yeah, they go.
So when I'm looking at cash out refinance, some people might just get a second lien home equity loan. Mm-hmm. That can close very fast. That can close in a couple weeks. The cash out refinance takes a little bit longer because we're surely going to get an appraisal on a cash out refinance.
Surely.
Surely. I am serious.
Laverne?
And so you will have an appraisal on a cash out refinance. On a home equity second loan, you may not have to have an appraisal. Two different kinds of loans, two different rates, two different timelines. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll get to those questions here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're back. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Every weekend, 8 to 9 in the morning, soon to be on our 15th year. And I think we're in our 15th year here on the show. And so what does that mean? That means we've answered a lot of questions. We've helped a lot of people with home loans, and we're ready to do it now. Mortgage rates have dropped a little bit recently. In the last, I would say, 4 months, rates have come down. And so where are you seeing rates right now? That's a good question. What kind of rates can you expect? If you're out there buying a home right now and you're looking to, you have good credit and you're going to put, you're not just going to put the minimum down. When I say the minimum down, first-time home buyers, you might put a minimum down of 3%. If you're not a first-time home buyer, you might put a minimum down payment of 5% if you're going to be out there buying a home under conventional loan circumstances. Again, a year ago, the Federal Reserve lowered rates. When that happened, mortgage rates went up 1%. Everyone was waiting for the Federal Reserve to lower rates. They did, and then immediately mortgage rates went up 1%, and they stayed there until recently. So last year, we saw rates around 7.5%. You're seeing home purchases in the sixes right now. A lot of people. There's still rates in the sevens. You can always try to get a lower closing cost or no closing cost purchase if you want to use your lender to use your mortgage rate to buy out your closing cost. But most of you buying a home are trying to get the lowest payment. A lot of sellers are still offering closing costs right now. And I would think now is a time to buy this house. Now is a time. Mortgage rate, if you're going to go out there shopping for that house right now, by the time you get a contract, it might be a week from now or a month and a half from now, mortgage rates, I expect in the next 6 months, may come down another 0.5%. Not immediately, gradually, slowly, up and down, not in a direct line. I can see that next January or February, you're looking at mortgage rates maybe 0.5% lower than where they are right now, based on all the dialogue that's out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you start shopping now and start getting ready to do it, you know, you might find 0.25% of that rate drop in the process. You might find a month from now, 6 weeks from now, rates might be 0.25% lower than they are now. Maybe. We'll take a look at it.
But there's a great market of houses out there.
And the sellers are still offering closing costs.
Yes, that's back.
So if rates do drop 0.5%.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden,
you're out of
then we're 1.5% lower than we were a year ago in rates. And then people are out there going, okay, now it's time to buy. Then the sellers are saying, oh, I got all these people looking to buy my house. I don't need to pay these closing costs anymore.
Right.
And so then home values start going up. Builders start raising the price of their homes. Now is the time to get this thing done right now. Because if the rates do drop, you can always refinance that rate later. We've talked about marrying the house and dating the mortgage rate.
Yep.
Well, I know you've been dating that old mortgage rate, but it might be time to go out there and date some other rates. You got to get in that Tinder date.
You got to marry that house.
You got to get on that Tinder app for mortgage rates. It's called TexasLending.com.
Yeah.
You can go swiping right and left until you get your application in, and then we will help you get a new rate you can date for a while until you find a better one down the road if rates drop even more someday. And so get in touch with TexasLending.com. We want to help you. If you do have a home rate at 7.5% or 8%, or you're at 7.25%, it may be time to look at refinancing it. If you do have that $480,000 loan, a $480,000 refinance, lowering the rate by 1%, may save you $400 a month in interest. That's a lot of money. And it's not going to be $400 every month, because you're only going to be paying interest on the remaining principal. If you're paying your principal every month, then the amount you owe is going down. So your savings will drop a little bit every month. But it's going to be $400 the first month and $399.90 the second month. You're going to be saving around $4,500 your first year just in interest if you can drop your rate by 1% on a $480,000 loan. So that's significant over
time.
Lower
your rate and lower your term is what I always say.
Give us a call. Text us, 214-354-5989. That's our line. Text us your questions here on the show. We'll answer your questions, get you some good ideas. And if you're not quite sure where to start, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you start. Start thinking, preparing, getting yourself going. Maybe you're ready to go right now. Call our office at TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. But the text line is here, and we're here to answer your questions. Bubba, this person wants to know, they make $130,000 a year. So we try to do nice general math here. So that's about $11,000 a month. We'll say about $11,000 a month. It's easier on the brain. And they want to know how much home they can afford if they have a $20,000 down payment. So $130,000 a year of income.
Mm-hmm.
That's $11,000 a month. And so we're going to look at you getting somewhere around a $3,600, $3,700 mortgage payment is the conservative estimate of what you may qualify for. Why would it be $3,700? That's about 33% of $11,000. That's how we do the thumb math, right? Mm. The rule of thumb, they call it. And thumb math says around $3,700. A $3,700 payment is probably going to get you a mortgage somewhere between $410,000 and $440,000, maybe $450,000. And that's going to be dependent on, what the taxes are on the property, what the rates are when you lock it in, whether you're buying your rate down. You're going to probably have a payment around $3,700 with a house somewhere between $420,000 and $450,000. A lot of these builders build homes around $500,000.
Mm.
I've seen some recently around $400,000, but the average nationally is around $500,000. And so if you get yourself a mortgage around $450,000, somewhere around there, you might be able to go out and find a new built home. You might be able to go buy an existing home where the sellers are really antsy and they really want to help pay your closing costs for you. Text us your questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Bubba, you've been talking to people all week.
Mm.
You heard the Federal Reserve drop rates. What was the first thing they said when they called you?
First thing they said was...
I heard rates drop.
I heard rates dropped. Yes, they did. That's all I'll say.
Wow, Bubba, you are a man of many words. That's exciting.
You ready? Are you ready to roll?
Mortgage rates have already dropped. They had dropped prior to the Federal Reserve lowering rates. And mortgage rates may continue to drop over the next few weeks. Make sure you get yourself on the dial or to TexasLending.com. Dial us and we'll give you an idea where your rates are and get you going. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. Here comes one.
Here comes one.
Here it is. He says, my home is worth $450,000.
Yay.
And I only owe $250,000.
Mm.
How much cash can I get out? Does it make sense to refinance or get a home equity refinance, or should I just do a second loan? He said their mortgage rate's at 3.5%.
Mm.
And they have a $250,000 loan. You know, you're probably going to get a... And so you have a loan of $450,000. So $360,000.
At 130.
That's 80% of $450,000. Mm. So $360,000 minus your $250,000, you have about $110,000 available in equity. So that $110,000, that's about the average second lien that we see. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have that $250,000 first loan, a $300,000 first loan, and their rate's 2.5%, 3.5%, somewhere in there. And, you know, if you're going to find a cash out refinance rate around 6.5% to 7.5%, somewhere in there, well, you can get a second lien instead.
Yep.
You don't want to refinance all of that. You don't want to refinance that nice low rate into a higher rate. But those second lien rates are pretty decent right now.
Mm.
And you can find yourself a second lien. So you're going to keep that first loan all by itself. It's going to be sitting there, enjoying some tea, mm-hmm, right there on the porch. Your first lien is going to not be doing anything. Meanwhile, you're going to be out there. You're going to have to go get a second loan. It has to do all the work. Second lien is going to get you the cash. And you're going to find that rate a little bit higher, but we can get it fixed for you, a fixed rate. The rate won't go up on you. A nice fixed rate second lien is what we're looking at. And so you're probably looking at a rate around 8% on a second lien, somewhere around there. And so keep that first one intact. If you're going to get $100,000+, what are you going to use it for? Let's pay off some credit cards. Do some fixing up in on the house. maybe have some college money stashed away, these kind of things. Or maybe you're just trying to buy a parking spot at the Cowboys game. $110,000 might be able to get you half of a parking spot at a Cowboys game. You can share it with someone else. Anyway, text us your questions, 214-354-5989, and we will answer them here. Here's one. One thing people don't consider is how long they've been paying on their current loan. Even though you can lower your payment, your total interest outlay may increase. Yeah, if you have 20 years left in your mortgage and you refinance it back to a 30-year, yeah, you're going to add interest payments over time. But what we talk about on this show a lot is let's say you have 20 years left and your rate's at 8. Let's refinance that thing at, let's go to a 15-year. Yep. You do that all the time, right?
Yep.
Do people like that?
15, I mean, I see it mostly from 30 to 25 when they, if the rates dropped, you know.
So
your 15-year rates are just not that great compared to...
Well, if you have 20 years left,
yeah,
you can always refinance it and do a 20-year mortgage. You can pay it off early if you want. And here's the other thing. If someone did go from a 20-year to a 30-year, sometimes they're going to save a bunch of monthly money. And so maybe they'll save $600 a month because they're sitting at 8. They can refinance it potentially in the, you know, low sixes. If they did that, save several hundred dollars a month, and they went to a 30-year mortgage again, but then they can always apply that savings and pay towards the principal balance and pay it off much faster. You can always pay extra principal and pay it off faster. If you're ever going to go from a shorter term into a longer term and you're not going to pay it off faster, yes, over time you'll most likely pay more interest unless you've dropped the rate from 8 to 2. But most, anytime you're refinancing for a shorter term to a longer term, like a lot of you come to a mortgage company, you don't say to yourself, hey, give me a 15-year mortgage. A lot of you are looking at payment, cash flow. A 15-year mortgage payment is typically 40% higher in payment than a 30-year mortgage. And so do you want a payment 40% higher than what you're paying now? If your cash flow, if your income can't support it, then most people go with the longer term because it can be same with buying a car because the payment might be a little bit lower. But in the interest of paying less interest, pay the principal off sooner. That's how you pay less. That's how you pay less. Pay the principal off sooner. You can always go to a 20-year or 15-year loan. But even if you're in a 30-year loan, you have the right to pay off principal faster. And you can pay it off in 20 years. You can pay it off tomorrow if you wanted to. You can sell it and sell your house. You no longer have that mortgage.
True.
So these are some things to think about. They're all out there for you. 214-354-5989. That's our line. 214-354-5989. Bubba says I got to take a break. So we're taking a break. We will come back and answer more of your questions after the break here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Back in the TexasHunting.com mortgage show.
We are.
You were talking, Bubba, about someone during the break. Bubba was just bringing up something. Someone has three home equity loans in their house?
No, they had three investment properties.
Got it.
And he didn't want a loan. He wanted home equity lines of credit on all three of them.
Mm.
So I'm thinking in his head, he's thinking, if I have lines of credit on here, I can use them and buy more houses or something like that. But I said the first problem is, what does home equity mean?
So what's the answer?
You have to limit it. It's your homestead.
Well, you can get.
He could get. He wasn't interested in that.
A second lien.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. What's really interesting to me is this. This is really interesting.
This is really interesting.
How many of you run around out there and say, give me an adjustable rate mortgage? How many of you are sitting around and say, man, I really wish I had an adjustable rate mortgage. So when rates go from 2 to 7, my rate goes up to 7%. I really want that. I can tell you, back in the day, I helped a lot of people get some really low rates 20-some years ago, mm-hmm. and then rates went down.
Yep.
And so they were sitting on 2.5-3% for 20 years because the rates just kept coming down.
Yeah.
So I had them in an adjustable rate mortgage, and rates were up at 7-8% 20 years ago,
and they just kept coming down.
So they never had to refinance.
Right.
I got my homes paid off because my rate was so low, and I had like a 5-year ARM, and when it went to adjust, it was lower than when I first got it, so I never had to refi. Now, are we at that place again? But how many people, the problem is the secondary market doesn't really like investment or interest loans with adjustable rates. But home equity lines of credit, everyone wants, they all want an adjustable rate.
Yeah.
And I go, why do you want an adjustable rate? Why don't you just go and get one on your first lien? Why isn't everyone buy a house and say, I really, really, really want an adjustable rate mortgage? But when they want a second lien, oh, I really want an adjustable rate mortgage.
You mean
why?
A HELOC.
On a line of credit, why do you want it adjusting? Why wouldn't you want it fixed so you know what the payment is and you can pay extra towards it and pay it off? And
they don't come that way.
Okay.
But the guy that I did talk to one... I couldn't believe it. This guy, he had a $39,000 left on his mortgage.
Uh-huh.
That he pays $2,900 a month.
Okay.
And he wants to get $100,000 second lien.
Mm-hmm. Well, the second lien would be so much higher.
I said, well,
why wouldn't you refinance the $29,000 into one loan? Because the rate would be lower than getting a second loan.
And your payment would go way.
The second liens are typically about 1.5-3% higher on these second liens than if you got a first loan. Anyway, people are people.
And he just really want a second lien for $100,000. I go, well, I gave him the numbers for both, and then he saw what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I said, look, you can pay it
sometimes,
off how you wish.
Hey, sometimes you even show some of the numbers.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense to people.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it.
You can't make it type on a typewriter. Yeah. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, that too.
All right, all right. Combined income. Here's one.
Here's one.
They combined income. By the way, Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. You are listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are preparing. This is in preparation. You don't realize how much you really love sports until you have to actually listen to Mortgage Talk for an hour. Then you're like, man, I didn't realize just how important sports were. This is hurting my head. Okay, so combined income of $125K. Her credit is $600. My credit is $650. So we have a situation where we have a credit score of 600 and one of 650. The down payment is $10K. First time buying a house and will be my second time buying a house. Okay, hers is a first time buyer. Can we still get a first time buyer's down payment assistance? Well, it doesn't have to be a first time buyer for down payment assistance. There are down payment assistance programs for people who just need down payment assistance. But there are loans called first-time homebuyer programs that have lower down payments. Consider 3% down for a first-time homebuyer.
Home ready, 5, home possible.
5% down if you're not a first-time homebuyer. So first-time homebuyers under the Fannie Mae programs, the Freddie Mac programs, on a conventional loan may get as little as 3% down. But there
are... They do have lower MI.
But this person right here... We're not looking at a conventional loan. The spouse is at 600 credit score. You're at 650. We're looking at FHA all day long here.
All the way, FHA.
FHA is going to get
your FHA loan.
The FHA loan.
FHA loan.
The FHA loan gives you a lower rate than a conventional, especially at your credit scores you have, lower mortgage insurance. And so you're going to have a lower payment. You here with a 600 score with your spouse and you at 650 may have a lower payment on your FHA mortgage, follow me here, than someone with a 700 credit score on a conventional loan or even 680 credit score on a conventional loan. That's how much better FHA rates are. You might be able to find rates right in the low sixes for yourself. Might find those rates down there. It's going to be somewhere in that ballpark depending on when you're buying. And first-time home, you don't need a first-time home buyer program. There are down payment assistance options. We don't know about, you have $125,000 of income. We have to see if that qualifies.
Yeah, that might be the...
You might not qualify for down payment assistance, but the minimal out-of-pocket for an FHA loan is 3.5%. That goes for your FHA loans all over the place. Your minimum out-of-pocket. You can get gift money from a relative for that down payment. You can borrow from your 401k. You can rob a bank. We just can't find out about it for your down payment. I just made that up. No one's ever done that, that we have known at Texas Lending. No one's ever robbed a bank for their down payment. Mm. Don't do that. You can call us, though, for your guidance, and we can help you. One of our great loan officers will help you. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will contact you after the show. We can start taking a look at this. Now, say, what price range are we looking at? So at $125K of income, you're probably looking at a $3,400 payment, maybe $3,500 payment. $3,500 with the income that you're at is where we're going to find the comfort zone of approvals on FHA. We do have to take a look at this credit, though.
Yeah.
There's a 600 score and 650. Let's find out if that's a 600 on its way up the mountain or if it's a 600 on its way down the mountain.
Right.
Which brings me... This is the dad joke of the day. You can tell everyone in your household, especially your six-year-old, they'll like it the best. Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill, Bubba?
Why did the toilet paper roll down
the hill? This is for all your children to get to the bottom.
To get to the bottom. To get to the bottom.
That's why. So anyway, that is if your credit is going up the mountain from 600 and it's moving its way towards 650, that's a good situation. If it's rolling down the hill like the toilet paper, and your 600 is on its way to 500, we're gonna need a little help. We're gonna have to figure out how to get your credit going back up the mountain. So we want your credit stable and improving. That's the best way to get into a mortgage, and you can find out if you qualify now if you call TexasLending.com, and you can go to our website and do that. Or you can text us your questions here, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. There was too much Bubba, you had philosophy going on there. I was telling you a joke, and you were literally trying to figure out the answer.
I was trying to figure out the answer.
Truly. Well, now you know the answer, and so does your six-year-old if you tell it to him tonight. And so, anyway, I just shipped my son off to college last month. And so, you know, for those first 12 years, it was all dad jokes. Maybe the first 14 years, you don't want to be. So the first 14 years, all dad jokes. So I'm just coming out of that. I have that thing where I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing. I just dropped my kid off at college. We're empty nesters now. I walk around trying to figure out what to do with a third extra of my brain available to think about other things now that I expect the college to do everything they're going to do to them here at TCU. Okay. All right. We are here answering your questions, 214-354-5989. We will take this break a couple seconds early and get back after these messages to answer more of your questions. You're in the Texas, Lending.com, Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Uncle Bubba says this show's going by very fast.
For a fall morning.
Is it as fast as Tyreek Hill? I don't know. It's a fast mortgage show, though. You can catch passes, too. Make sure you talk to us here. You can talk to us. You can text us at 214-354-5989. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you go online and get your information in today. Our loan officers are here to help. Rates have dropped. Get yourself prepared to buy that home. Start doing it now because if rates do drop more, then you're not going to have such great deals when you're buying a home. Yeah. So I would give yourself maybe another 4 or 5 months. If rates come down to their 0.5%, you're going to start seeing a lot more activity in buying homes, and you might not get the good deals you can get right now. So get a good rate right now. Get going right now. You can save thousands in closing costs by having the seller pay those when you get a good negotiated contract. Again, that's going to go away if rates drop another one. If they drop 1% the next year, you're going to see these deals drying up in terms of what the sellers are willing to pay. Okay, this is a question. What's the best option to finance a pool on a home they purchased 2 years ago? Depends on how much equity you have. If you don't have equity to get a cash out refinance, and for those of you tuning in for the first time, we assume everyone listens every minute of the day to all of our shows all the time. But for those of you who may not, which is crazy to think that you're not. Okay, so The rule in Texas is you need to have at least 20% equity in your house at the time of closing a home equity loan. When you close in your home equity loan in Texas, you still must have 20% equity remaining in your home. This is to protect home buyers from eating up all, from lenders going after all your equity, from you going after all your equity. It leaves equity in the house, protects the lenders, protects you, protects the community from having, you know, issues down the road. If you don't have 20% equity, there are some other programs out there. They have like 203K loans and things like that.
I mean, your pool guy probably has they'll do an unsecured loan.
Sometimes those pool guys will put what they call mechanics lien in the property, and they can put a lien on it.
It'll be high interest, that kind of stuff.
The formal, if you got a loan 2 years ago, in 2023, you're probably looking at rates around 7, 7.5. So this might not be a bad idea. There's also a loan called a home style renovation loan. Now, it doesn't have to just be pool. A home style renovation can do all kinds of upgrades. Can't do facelifts, can't do tummy tucks, but you can do stuff for your house for a home style renovation. And on the home style renovation, you can borrow up to 50% of the appraised value of the house to do improvements. That goes up to 95%. The loan goes up to 95% of the appraised value, the final home appraised value. So if you're going to get a pool and they appraise the home and you can get the pool done, and let's say the home goes up in value, you're not going to get the full value of the pool. Mm-hmm. If you put in a $100,000 pool, I remember back in the day, Bubba, we used to talk about $15,000 pools on these radio shows 25 years ago. Now it's a $100,000 pool, okay?
My first one was 39, and I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah, and so anyway, if you're going to do that, you might get 60 value on the house, maybe 50. You're not going to get the full value of the pool on the appraisal. But the home-style renovation loan, call a local bank. You know who does good home-style renovations? You know what happens? I'm going to text you who to call. I'm not going to endorse another mortgage company because I don't know how they're doing over there. So, but I do know they do.
There is a company, Certified Funding, that does second liens for pools. Certifiedfunding.net.
For pools.
They'll do so, home improvements and pools.
So that's not a home equity loan. That is a,
yes.
That's a, it's whatever kind of loan you're going to get for that pool. We can do a home equity loan for you. That's what we can do.
That's what we can do.
Okay. This person says they are not sure. We may have a celebrity here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a celebrity. They might work for State Farm, Bubba.
Jake?
It's Jake. Jake has texted us. And Jake says,
is he wearing khakis?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But he sounds hideous. Okay. So I texted a few months back and my credit score is a little off for the first time home buyer program.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, my credit score has climbed. That's what we're talking about. Go up that mountain. Wave to the toilet paper on the way. I've been paying off debt. Yeah, if you haven't been listening to the show over the last 15 minutes, we have all kinds of inside jokes. I have active credit cards, and I have perfect payments, and me and my wife's combined income is $100K. So this person makes, for all of you at home, $8,300 is always... is how much you make monthly if you're making $100K. So $8,300. Due to our living situation, I was wondering if there was some help, some way of guiding us through. They want to get a first-time home buyer. They can pay off most of these credit cards, but they don't want to do it. You don't have to pay off the credit cards. We'll look at your debt-to-income ratio and see what you qualify with your debt-to-income ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably going to be looking at about $2,800. That's going to be about a third of your income.
Mm-hmm.
$2,800 payment. You're probably looking at a mortgage somewhere around $300,000+.
Yep.
$330,000 maybe, I'm going to say. $340,000, depending on somewhere.
Taxes,
I'd say
$320,000
to $350,000 is where you're going to find your payment with current rates, with standard taxes on the property. And that's where you're going to find yourself looking. It depends on your credit score. Now, you can get FHA loans. You can get down payment assistance for first-time home buyers if you're a first-time home buyer there. And you said your credit score is getting better. We can take a look at this for you again.
What's the income?
$8,300 a month. So $100,000 a year.
Okay.
And so we'll take a look to see if it qualifies for down payment assistance. Incomes, and it depends on where you're living, the median income for the area.
How many in your family household.
But you said you have enough money to pay off these cards, but you might want to save that money for your down payment on your mortgage. If you can get a FHA at 3.5% down, if that's what you can qualify for,
mm-hmm.
you can find some good rates, probably somewhere between the low 6s and 7%. A lot of FHAs are there right now. A lot of them, some might be higher if you have a really bad score and you're trying to pay off some closing costs with your rate. That's where a lot of the rates are right now for your FHA. Everyone's going to qualify for something different, so call us up and we can run your APR mm-hmm. and your rate for you to find out where you stand based on all your particulars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to give you an idea of where you're going to find yourself there, Jake. And if you can send us an autographed picture, that'd be great. Okay.
Or you just pop in.
Yeah. Everyone knows Jake. Okay. Buying a house at $620K. Here's one here. They're putting $300,000 down.
Wow.
From the sale of their current home. May you consider taking that money and investing some of that. May you consider that. Talk to your financial planner. Find out what's best. Okay, putting $300K down and combined income of $260,000. Wife's score is 735. Mine is 770. And what rate can I get on a 30-year fix? Do you offer a one-year buy-down? You can do a two-year buy. You can do the 2-1 buy-down. It doesn't make sense, though. It doesn't make sense to do this. And here's the reason why. It was Jake from State Farm. He texted me back. He says, talking about the khaki. Okay. So anyway, a 2-1 buy down, you're simply doing this. You're buying the rate down for 2 years. And you're paying the amount of interest that you would save up front. And so instead of you investing that money somewhere and for 2 years and getting a return on it, you're just buying your mortgage rate down for 2 years, but you're paying the interest up front. You're like, okay, I'm going to save $10,000 in interest on my 2-1 buy down. You have to pay that $10,000 up front. So you're just paying the interest now instead of over 2 years. Does that make sense? Does it make sense to you to do that? Or does it make sense to you to keep your $10,000 or $15,000 in the 2-1 rhino?
Points to buy.
How about
buy
just the buying rate. The rate down permanently?
Permanently.
With a few couple thousand dollars, pay a point here. And what rate can you find? I'm going to tell you this. On your $300,000 loan, you have plenty of equity there. And I am going to tell you that with just 40% down, you're putting nearly 50% down. Okay? Mm-hmm. With just 40% down, you can get the best interest rate for yourself. There are no additional charges from the lenders. Oh, we got to get out of here. I just looked up. We're out of time,
yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah.
We'll text you the rest of your answer, but they're going to probably find it right around 6, somewhere around there.
Yep.
We got to get out of here, though. We'll get Fast in touch with show. Us this week at TexasLending.com. Enjoy your sports weekend. See you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.